sounds creamy, speedy, refreshing, and comfy. Think about a product. Let's say a car. In this case, one of those four-wheel drive vehicles designed to cope with the roughest, rockiest, most challenging of terrains. What would you call a vehicle like this if you wanted to convey to your potential customers all the car's qualities, its resilience, sheer gutsiness and reliability? You will have to steer clear of names that mean something potentially embarrassing or negative in another language. That said, your brand name should convey desirable qualities across language boundaries to people all over the world. Presumably, such a debacle would also put an end to the career of whichever marketing executive came up with a name that failed so dismally to appeal. When marketers get it right, however, they manage through a single word or a combination of two or three to convey the presence of a host of desirable qualities and features. But how can an invented word, often one that is apparently completely meaningless, transmit this kind of information? The short answer is that certain sounds have intrinsic meanings for us, meaning such as large or small, bright or dark, heavy or light. Contemporary linguists call this sound symbolism. The technical term may be new, but awareness of these relationships is not. Contemporary attempts to investigate these apparent connections scientifically have included research into the most frequent initial combinations of letters in successful brand names, and attempts to discover whether the same meanings are signaled across a range of languages, and what a certain sound might symbolize. This confirmed the hypothesis that the vowel sounds we make at the back of our mouth convey largeness, while those we make at the front convey the opposite. We can find the same symbolic relationship between size and sound in the animal kingdom. Mammals and amphibians communicate an impression of size through their calls. Lower frequency calls communicate large size, and higher frequency calls the opposite. Think of the low frequency growl of an angry dog with his hackles raised. Then think of the same dog frightened, submissive, and whining or whimpering, both high frequency sounds. The work in linguistics, anthropology, and animal biology shows that sounds in a brand inevitably signal certain qualities, and these qualities should be those the product is supposed to possess. If we consumers pick up the signals, then we are more likely to choose that ice cream, car, soft drink, or mattress. Good news for the marketers, but if we want to resist their subtle powers, we too can benefit from knowing how sound symbolism works.